The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we're back.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome in. Welcome in. Yeah, imagine you're entering right now. You know what I want you to smell? You to smell a Yankee candle. I want, for those non-Americans, a Yankee candle is just a classic candle company. It's red.
Yes.
So whatever that means to you, you're walking into, it's like light wooded stained floors.
Yeah.
The walls are cold. Mm. There's coffered ceilings. Is that the word?
I don't know what that is.
The fabric is like suede on the couch. When you move it, it kind of changes color. It's a little bit darker. You know what you're walking into? You're walking into our hearts. And I'm Josie Toda.
And I'm Yasmin Hamadi.
And I'm Alicia Pascual Peña. And this is Dare We Say.
Dare we say that intro, Josie?
That was beautiful. I didn't know where we were going.
I thought we were going into TJ Maxx. I was like, okay, I'm a Maxinista. Something insane happened this week, you guys. Something monumental. Something that's more important than... I was going to say the midterms, but that's not true. That is so...
It's monumental.
It's monumental to our fabric of society.
I'm going to be honest. It made my week.
It made my week! And you know what that is? Rihanna at the Super Bowl!
Riri's back! So obviously the National Fenty League announced, NFL for some other people, have announced that there is going to be a football game around the Rihanna concert.
I don't know who's going to be playing, nor do I really care. I will be tuning in. All I'm going to say is my projections are this. They're going to come out with a Fenty Super Bowl collab, 100%.
Absolutely, because she's going to get her bag. Because let's acknowledge that baby girl has been like, I'm not touching music. And I don't care what y'all say. And she has made a bag. Like, Rihanna is one of my biggest inspirations for so many reasons.
But
I also love that she was like, I don't have to do what y'all tell me to do.
Yeah.
We have been begging, pleading.
On my knees, I'm begging you, Rihanna. Rihanna.
For Musica, but I kind of love that she's like, no. And I love that because I like respect her as a human being. But she's like,
and
I don't
her
want
boundaries.
To. Yeah, she was like, I'm going to make a baby and I'm going to make a bag. And she did both. But now she's back and she's going to play Auntie and she's going to play all these songs and I'm going to lose it. Like, I am very, I can't speak English. I can. Sorry, mom and dad. I can speak English. I'm speaking it right now. But I embarrassingly, like, actually enjoy football and love the Super Bowl, even though
that
it's
makes
ridiculous.
One of us, so.
And it's a barbaric sport and there's so many issues. Anyways, all that goes aside. I don't care. I don't care about football. I don't care about the Super Bowl. I don't care about none of that. I care about Rihanna's performance because it's one of the best things that I've ever heard.
It's going to be, all I have to say is just hear me out.
Like can you imagine?
Let me paint this picture. Let me paint this picture of her. Literally on stage, everyone going, we should go to the fucking Super Bowl. Let's be sports fans, Alicia. Crooked, do you guys hear this? Can you guys get us tickets to the Super Bowl from now? I don't care.
This pop?
Call it research. Call it research for our segments. All I have to say is when she sings Needed Me on stage.
Yeah.
Why do I have to start tearing up? Because that woman will save the world.
Could
Rihanna
you imagine?
She has
sex
the power.
With me so amazing. Oh, I don't think that's what it sounds like. But, anyways, gadgets.
Say it on Instagram. That expectation. Or- Baby. Who do you think she's going to bring on?
Ooh.
And also, do you think she's going to release new music?
Maybe. Why do I... No.
Do you think? I think she's going to release new music beforehand to get it, get the crowd going. Yes, I do. I think one song.
I do know that.
Let's place a bet from now.
Espérate.
Let's place a bet.
Espérate. I do know that she has so much music already made.
Yeah.
Done, produced.
We know that. From the inside.
Pero, I feel like, I don't know.
I think
like,
she's
it would be a smart move, like, logistically, like, as a businesswoman to drop music when the Super Bowl, because all eyes are going to be on her. They're always on her, but really on her. But I don't know. I still feel like she's going to be like, no. Because she's like, I don't want to do it. Pero I do feel like that wasn't the last Rihanna album. You know, like where Tiana Taylor came out and said,
she's done.
I'm done making music. Okay. Not true because I love her and Queen, you better. But no, once again, respecting her boundaries and stuff. But I feel like she's never said that. So I do feel like she's going to come up with more music, but I don't know if it's going to be the Super Bowl or not.
All I'm saying is this. Let's place a bet from now and we can look back at this. Doesn't need to be money. It could just be like 5 minutes of actual cuddles in my AC'd room. That's what we're going to be winning. If Rihanna comes out with one song to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I don't think it'll be prior. My bet is it'll come out like that she's performing it. She's going to perform like a new music or compilation during it. Because now I'm changing. Because the cuddles,
okay.
That's a big aspect.
Okay, so.
Because your room is a
I'm
going to
say prior, you say during.
During or after?
Let's shake on it.
That is literally my worst nightmare.
You heard that here first, folks.
Today, we are going to be doing something a little different. You know what I was thinking? And by I mean our producer, Caroline. But because she doesn't have a microphone, I'm going to pretend that this was my idea. Which is that we have been doing this for 2 months. And people, which is crazy. But also, like, people know stuff about us. You know, some stuff about us. But we never really gave you guys a full opportunity to get to know us. So not only are we inviting you into our homes to get to know us, but we want you to sleep the night, have a slumber party with us.
Mm. Yeah, we want you to think about us when you go to bed.
We're just going to have a kiki, guys.
Yeah, let's have a kiki.
We're going to have a kiki, and we're going to play a little game to keep the sleepover vibes going. I mean, this is going to be like your classic sleepover when you were a kid. You know, pillow fights, eating way too much food, staying up past your bedtime.
Going on Omegle.
Kissing your friends. Asleep, yep. And practicing making out.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to do sleepovers.
You know, I'm now your friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember like when I was younger, would be like, so like, should we practice kissing to see like when this first happens? Yeah. Am I alone in that? Or did that also happen to you guys?
Actually, I don't think I've ever kissed someone on a sleepover before.
Are there producers like that happened to them too? So I'm not alone, right? Okay, good.
No, I don't think you're alone. No, I think that's the majority of people.
I'm pretty sure that's normal.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, in that case... Well, in that case, I want you guys to get to know us.
I'm excited. Yay. Don't forget to follow us at Dare We Say on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/DareWeSay.
All right. So before we get into the show, we have a little housekeeping to do. So the first vote-by-mail ballots are hitting mailboxes, and the earliest in-person voting starts when? This week. If you don't know how you're voting, this is the week to get your shit together. Let me repeat that for you. This is the week to get your shit together, sweetheart. Visit votesaveamerica.com/everylastvote to make your plan to vote, remind everyone you know to do the same, and donate to the Every Last Vote Fund to directly support the work of organizers and volunteers in key swing states that are actively working to battle disenfranchisement in communities of color. And also, a whole new batch of progressive merch just dropped at the Crooked Store with tees, hats, and a bumper sticker that are all about demanding reproductive justice, canceling student debt, and making our democracy work. You can show where you stand even while you sit in traffic. And you know the traffic in LA makes you actually want to vomit and then drink it. Head to the Crooked Store and pick out something to wear to the voting booth. I'm wearing tabby shoes and my favorite Crooked shirt.
I'm wearing Jean Paul Gaultier.
And Alicia's wearing Mugler, or just on your morning coffee run. You guys know how t-shirts work. Check it out at crooked.com/store. So we're here. We're living. We're laughing. We're loving. And we've already gotten so deep with you all, but we've gotten deep on very major topics. But the biggest topic we haven't talked about is ourselves. The most important thing in the world, us.
The most Leo intro.
The most Leo, right? This week, we wanted to take a step back from the big picture so you can get a little closer to us. So we're going to ask each other some icebreaker questions that we honestly may not even know the answers to, even though we're besties. And I feel like I know everything about these girls, but every day I'm learning something new about them, and I'm very lucky to do so. Mm-hmm. So today's going to be fun. It's going to be quirky. And I'm honestly, why am I not nervous, but like, I'm eager to, I feel like we're on a first date again, you guys.
This is fun. I love games like this. I love like learning new things about the people that I love.
Yeah.
Because there's always something new to find out. But this should be fun. We are going to be picking out numbers from a hat, and those numbers would be correlated to different questions that we do not know prior. And we will be answering those questions so that we can hang out with you guys and just chill out, and you guys can learn some more stuff about us. So
we are going to have our iconic producer, Fiona, shout out numbers and force us to answer questions that they ask.
Okay, number 22.
Okay, number 22.
Oh, number 22. I already know which one. What's your favorite memory of your friendship? Oh, I already know.
My favorite? Yeah, what's your... Okay, go.
No, I'm sorry. I have a favorite memory, and it was this night. It was the night. It was us three with Anna, and I think Harley was with us, right? I don't know, in the car. We were going for a drive really late.
Yeah.
We go... So the thing about us is we like to go for late night drives. Who's driving all the time? Josie is. Who's in the front seat? Alicia. Who's in the back? Me. I'm always the bitch seat. Not because I have to. It's because I literally want to be. Because I like to see everything. And so I'm like stoned out of my mind. And everyone else is sober. And we're just going for a drive. And then Josie decides to follow someone. Like on the
run. Oh my God.
Do you remember? And we just follow this person.
It was like a Lamborghini. And I was like curious where they were going.
And we were up in the hills. Because didn't we go to the Hype House back in the day?
We didn't. Go to the Hype House. We drove to the front of it and acknowledged its existence, and then we left.
And then we were just driving deep in the hills.
Which is already just goes to show you how fucking bored we were in the height of COVID. And for those who don't know what that Hype House is, it's a house full of children from the app TikTok.
And from the
application. And we're like following this Lamborghini. And the Lamborghini starts to go faster. And then so Josie starts
and then we
to
get
go
on
faster.
Like a, it's like a dirt barren road. It's like a thin road.
Yes.
And then
I'm
the Lamborghini.
Out of my mind, freaking out. Like, Josie, like, why do you keep following this person? And like, music is so loud. I feel like I'm in an actual fucking fever dream. Alicia's laughing. I'm freaking out. And then this car turns around. And,
yes.
it's looking directly at us. And the car is just like, vroom, vroom. And then
it's like a scene from Cars 2.
Yes. It was literally a scene from Cars 2. And I was like, this person's going to come and like hurt us.
And also the way that we all look, I wish that there was a video camera. Like, we're in our pajamas. Like, I promise somebody has like an eye mask on. Like, we look insane.
I couldn't even open my eyes. I was like, what the fuck is happening? I thought that night, that was the last night for us. I was like, this is my favorite night because I was like, are we going to get jumped right now by this guy in a Lamborghini? Like, is he going to start a brawl? Why are we in the middle of the fucking hills?
Also, I love that I thought we were going for like a chill ride and it ended up being Fast and the Furious. But I have a good time whenever I'm with you guys. But Josie got us out of it. You know, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So it was great.
Okay.
That's an iconic one. There are so many like favorite memories that I have of the three of us that it is just so hard.
I can't think of just one.
Just the amount of times we've like had dinner inside and Yasmin has made the only dish her body knows how to cook, which is tiny shrimps and pesto pasta. No, she can cook many things, but for some reason, whenever Yasmin says she's cooking, it's always little tiny shrimps, not normal sized shrimp.
Not jumbo, no.
Miniature shrimp, dwarf shrimp, and pesto pasta. And it's always delicious. But so I think just any of our drives together would be mine. But I will say individual memories that I have with the two of you that come to mind, these aren't ones where we're all together, but just individual ones, was probably the, like, I think it was one night that Alicia and I, we were talking all night. And we went from like I think I had like upset you or something, and we had gotten into some sort of argument, and then we were like crying about our own issues, and then not like friendship issues, our life issues. And then we were talking about so many good things, and like, I just did not leave your room, even though my room was literally upstairs. And I literally just slept on the edge of your bed, not even next to you on a pillow, on the edge of your bed, and waking up to you at 8 a.m. And that was just so lovely. We don't have to include that, because honestly, that's not that good of a memory. But like, I do like it a lot. Aww.
No, I like that memory.
And Yasmeen, with you, February 22nd, 2019, Yasmeen was one of my most favorite nights of the year. And I spent the whole night running around with you at our local school bar. It was the last night that I ever went out before COVID happened. And we were just getting up to some crazy shit. And I remember I like,
did you end up sleeping over?
Yeah, I spent the night, and like, it was just like the best thing. And like, ugh, it just made me feel so safe. And yeah.
I'll always make
and
you
I,
feel
And
safe.
I remember sleeping with you, felt like sleeping with my mother.
Thank you.
Like I literally, and I told you the next day, I was like, you are the closest touch to my mother.
Thank you. People say that to me. I'm always like a very motherly figure to people. That's beautiful. That's really cute. I'm your mom.
Anyway, next.
Okay. Next question is number 16.
Oh, hell yeah. What celebrity will you defend until the end? Easy. And this is controversial.
Oh gosh. Yours is Lana.
It's Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
And here's why. This white woman, I will defend till my fucking last breath for Lana. NYU just came out with a course about her. I'm about to reapply to college, you guys. I'm about to get my master's for this bitch. She means so much to me. Why am I about to get emotional thinking about Lana Del Rey? I'm not even joking you. She was my awakening as like a woman, a sensual person. I used to listen to her when Born to Die and video games came out. I used to research being like, did Lana Del Rey get a nose job? When I was like in like eighth grade thinking she would never do that later on. And then her music means so much to me. Does she do controversial things? Yes. Was she dating a cop? Yeah, I can't keep defending this woman. I can't keep defending this woman, but I have to.
Was he like a mall cop?
I don't know what he was, but also during the height of COVID, she went to like this thing and she was wearing a mask that was like fishnets. It wasn't even a mask. I can't keep defending her, but I will. I love this white woman so much. Oh, my God. Sorry, I do. And you know what?
No comment.
Sue me.
Okay. Love that. Honestly, I can't even think of someone that I, Alicia, who's you?
I don't know, but it's like also not, it's not hard to not defend them. Like it's like all of my answers, like duh, Viola Davis, Angela Bassett, Trevor Noah.
Let's do one that's controversial. Let's do, because Angela and Viola will go down as one of the best people ever to
ever
walk this earth.
Like walk this
earth. Right, we know that.
Also, I know one for you.
Trevor Noah. Who? Actually, I just thought of one.
Who?
Cat Williams. Do you know who that is?
Wait, do you know who that is? I'm searching it up right now.
Like, and this is such a deep cut. I don't think anyone knows how much I love this comedian.
Wait, why? Go on.
Okay, so literally, I don't know. I think he's so funny and I love him.
Not this man.
I love Cat Williams. Thank you. Thank you so
much. Why?
Okay, listen. Like, literally, he's in Friday as a pimp that, like, slaps women. Like, this is such a deep cut.
And you thought mine was bad?
Absolutely not, because I can give you a dissertation on that white woman. But
please
anyways,
don't, Alicia.
But I won't, to save her peace, because I was a video game. It's you. In high school.
Absolutely not.
Okay, anyways. Cat Williams, who's literally in Boondocks, one of my favorite shows ever, as a pimp named Slickback. Like, he literally, he has so many roles, but he is, like, one of the most famous comedians. I love this.
Wait, who's the celebrity that I defend, that I've defended, Alicia? I feel like you would know that it's problematic. Yeah.
Wait.
I know which ones you hate. I'm trying to think of
one. I know which
ones
you hate, like the back of my fucking hand.
Yeah, but the ones you defended,
didn't you want to defend Ivanka? I'm kidding.
I mean, I think Armie Hammer is a pretty stand-up guy. Next.
That's great. Okay, next question.
Okay. Next, let's do 24.
Okay. What lessons are you trying to unlearn?
Everything, white supremacy, decolonizing like our entire mind, the entire patriarchy. I think life is like a consistent journey of like unlearning. Mm. Unlearning like what society tells you that you need to be or what you're told you're supposed to think. But what specific thing am I unlearning right now?
I am unlearning that I can exist without being... Oh my God, fuck. I almost
also,
just threw up.
Because sorry, that's Josie, so much, she's hard holding. I just want everyone to pause for a second. And Josie is literally playing with a fucking duster on her body while she's saying, I'm trying to unlearn this trauma. I just want everyone to know that.
It's bringing me joy. I'm trying to unlearn the fact that life can be lived without stress. Like, I don't have to be stressed or panicking all the time. I can just be, which sounds like such a fucking easy thing just to do. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes I feel like if I'm not stressed about something or if I'm not having anxiety about something, then like my brain's not working. But I'm like, no, my brain can work just chilling. So now I'm working on like every time I feel myself, I'm like, let go. Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, let yourself just live. You don't have to be stressed all the time.
Yeah. Alicia?
What am I? I think I'm specifically unlearning the fact that you don't need to be everything for someone. Mm. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Does that make any sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can love someone wholeheartedly and still, like, set boundaries and learn how to, like, preserve your own mental health and your peace. And then, like, the inevitable is, like, you can't make everyone happy. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's just, like, not sustainable.
No.
I don't know. So I think I'm learning how to, like, I think I said this to Josie when I was in Scotland. Something that I'm specifically learning this year is, like, for a very long time, I let people take up the space that they wanted in my life.
Mm.
And I just let everyone be whatever they requested in my own life to make people happy. And to please them because I thought that was love, but that's not, because I'm not loving myself in the process.
Mm.
So learning to, like, yes, have love for everyone and, like, be a being of light and love, but also, like, setting boundaries so that people are also in my life as, like, who I want them to be. I don't know if that made any sense.
No,
but there we go.
No, but it literally
How
does.
About you? Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to unlearn... what am I doing in my life? Am I doing it for the male gaze or am I doing it for me? And I feel like I've been like listening to a lot of like, I'm on like feminist TikTok, but like philosophical feminist TikTok and not like white feminism, like actual, like
what actual feminism is supposed
to be. Like intersectional feminism, which is the only right type of feminism.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking like, what is, I think before, like, my, and I think in the last episode of, like, me, like, rushing my virginity, like, you heard that in the hookup culture episode. But, like, what am I doing? Am I dressing for the male gaze? Am I dressing for myself? How am I feeling in my body? Am I liking, am I feeling good because it's a trend and it's what all the, what guys think is hot? Or do I actually genuinely, wholeheartedly feel beautiful in it? And, like, it's a constant unlearning, but also it's like, it's a fun process. It's not a fun process, but it's a process. Next question.
Next question is number 17.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Do you still pee in pools? Be honest, in all caps.
All caps. No.
Yeah, of course I do.
I think you're a fucking liar if you say you don't.
What? You've seen me at our house be like, I need to go to the bathroom.
I don't enter pools. So
where do you enter,
Josie? You really don't.
You don't.
That's the first mistake. I don't enter pools, but
that's
I
the
will
first
pee.
Yes,
pee
have
in
you
the
peed
ocean.
In a pool that I've been in?
I've peed on you.
I'm
but
leaving.
No. But I don't enter pools. However, I started entering my pool before I left and I enjoyed it. But yeah, I'd pee in a pool. I don't know. It's kind of just like the chemicals. But you know what I find absolutely rancid and vile and disgusting is if anyone else pees in my pool. Like, that's gross. But if I do it, I feel
Yaz
like it's my
pee. Yaz just said you pee in your pool.
Well, I wasn't in it at the same time. Also, I feel like Yaz's pee is like quite clean.
I don't care.
It's honestly, the color of my pee is so light yellow because I'm always so hydrated with my Hydro Flask.
It gives
your
urethra like a nice cleanse.
No, it is. I'm very clean. I'm very.
It's like a chlorine cleanse. It like
it
resets
is.
Your
literally. I piss
pH.
Bleach. What? No, we're grown. Stop peeing in pools.
No.
Okay. Anyway, next
question.
I'm never going into a pool with Yaz again. Ew.
Next.
Okay. Number 11.
Ooh. Mm. What TV show from your childhood gives you the most nostalgia feel? That's
for me, it's Naked and Afraid. An incredible program where two people are put in a forest in a random fucking country for over 20 days, completely naked. They can only bring three objects with them. And they're forced to like learn how to survive and they can't communicate with the outside world. And sometimes they would like have sex and sometimes they would like get in fights and like want to kill each other. And then, you know, sometimes they wouldn't last the full 26 days and sometimes they would. And I think that shows the reason why I'm here. Not as an actor, but living.
Wow. Okay. Just Naked and Afraid.
That
was not what I was expecting. Happy
I
to learn
literally
that.
Couldn't have seen that coming if, the, oh my God. Okay.
I have so many. That's So Raven. Anything on, what was that network called? CN Network?
TLC. Cartoon Network.
Not TLC. Yeah, anything like on Cartoon Network. I also, like, it's before my time, but I'd always watch reruns of this. Girlfriends and Martin.
Girlfriends, is the supreme TV show.
It's
literally supreme. It fucks Sex and the City.
I'm like,
Girlfriends is like what you should be watching.
I feel like you understand me better as a person if you've watched Girlfriends. Like, it's just so special to me. And same thing with Martin. Like, comedy is Martin for me. It's such a phenomenal show. I literally was just watching it the other day with one of my best friends. And we did a series run of it. But yeah, how about you?
Okay, so there's three shows for me. Number one is Total Drama Island. Because it genuinely, I was like, wait, this isn't...
That was not for kids, by the way.
That was not for kids. And I remember... And also, another one is Days of Our Lives.
Why were you watching that American telenovela?
I was literally 8 years old. And my mom and my aunt, Banu, and my Siti, my grandmother, they only would watch... like, sand through the hourglass, those are the days of our lives. And I would literally see drama, like, happening. And my parents would be like, don't watch this. But I'd be like this the whole time.
That explains a lot.
It explains a lot. And then the third one is Untold Stories of the ER.
Get out.
My dad and I... Ah! You guys, there was once where, like, my dad and I were, like, I love watching surgeries. Like, I am obsessed.
Oh, my God.
Like,
come to one today.
Okay, our friend is getting surgery, so I'll go.
She wants me to record. I don't want to record.
Oh, I want to record it. Let's talk. We'll talk about this after. And I love watching surgeries. I love watching, like, ER shit. And my dad and I would be like, this is why you're going to be a neurosurgeon. Little did he know, I'm a fucking act. I'm in the entertainment industry. My parents were so sure I was going to go into medicine or law. Here we are. Parents' proudest child. And then I remember there was one guy, like a young boy, who died in Untold Stories of the ER. You guys, I sobbed for a week. What? I was like, him and I were going to get married. And I think this is where the obsessive crushes started to happen as such a young kid, where I was like, this guy is now dead. And now we're never going to get married because he died in Untold Stories of the ER.
Wow.
Love.
I loved that.
Dare We Say is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Okay, now Athletic Greens hits home to the Dare We Say pod quite personally. The other day I was FaceTiming Yasmeen, and what did Yasmeen have in front of our FaceTime camera? In her face was some Athletic Greens.
It's true.
Yasmeen?
It's a part of my everyday routine. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have never tried Athletic Greens before coming on this podcast. And ever since I put AG1 into my bloodstream, into my gut, the probiotics literally get sucked up by my veins so fucking fast.
I've never had the most easily accessible bowel movements. And also I feel just energized throughout the day. And it's a part of my morning routine now, which is a really healthy thing for my mental health.
I mean, living a life without Athletic Greens is one of raw, just like bare bone, skeleton dry, sadness.
I don't want to be a part of it.
I want to be able to feel like I could take on the day because I have all my nutrients. I am literally living in a place, in a city currently right now with no sun. You know, I have a sunless life and that's really depressing. But with Athletic Greens, the sun can come into me and I can get all the vitamins that I need from, you know, such as C and our good friend D that I would naturally, but like within a vitamin. And also like having these good probiotics and adaptogens will literally help your nervous system and your immune system fight bacteria. And there's just so much bacteria literally everywhere. Everywhere you go, someone's going to try to infect you. Someone's going to try to give you an illness and you need to be able to build the immunity and the strength to do so. Don't you want to be able to go to a rave and lick literally everyone? We do too.
Athletic Greens stops ugly people from coming next to you. It's been proven.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. I mean, no need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free,
what?
Yeah, that's right, free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free, yes, free, gratis travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dare. athleticgreens.com/dare. Again, that is Athletic Greens.
Sorry, say one more time. What is it?
Okay, just in case you didn't catch it, athleticgreens.com/dare to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition insurance.
Dare We Say is brought to you by Kariuma. You guys, we are out on these streets 24/7. I mean, last week I was watching the Queen's body move down a street. And I was walking all over Scotland. I mean, you know, we're canvassing for the midterms. We're standing in line to see Don't Worry, Darling. We're on our feet literally so much. Okay. I just like people are outside now more than ever. I feel like since COVID,
yeah.
We need to be able to walk and we need to be able to walk in some quality shoes. Mm. And fortunately, just got the thing. Crooked has launched a co-branded sneaker with one of our favorite sponsors, Kariuma. And not only are they so fun to say, but they're so fun to wear. They have two designs focused on the reminder that while we may be living through a meat grinder of a present, a better future is always possible. Choose from a clean white sneaker with the words, quote, no steps back, end quote, or our patent, quote, I voted, end quote, sticker print, just to prove that you're a good standing citizen and not a degenerate, immoral idiot like you are. Like all of Kariuma's best-selling akas, our collaborative low-top sneakers are made ethically and sustainably from organic cotton canvas. What else? Natural rubber, cork, recycled plastics. Your pair plants two trees in the Brazilian rainforest through Kariuma's in-house ecological restoration program. You guys, imagine if buying a shoe could do some actual good. Like, building a tree. I mean, that's amazing. It's like, not only are you getting a shoe out of it, but you're getting a tree.
Double the brands, double the impact. A portion of the proceeds from these shoes and any item you buy from the Crooked store goes where? To Vote Riders, the leading organization focused on voter ID. They inform citizens of their state's voters' ID requirements and help them secure the documents they may need to vote. And you can support them just by supporting your own arches. Let me repeat that. You can support people's voting rights by supporting your own arches in a comfortable pair of Crooked sneakers. You're welcome.
See both designs and grab your perfect pair at crooked.com/kicks. So the next part of this episode is a little game that you probably played as a child called Some Truth or Dare. So we're going to go around and we're going to ask each other questions that we need to be 1,000% honest in our response. And if we choose to answer the question, we can just get off easy and have a lovely night. If we do not choose to answer the question, we are going to have to do a dare that the other two members of the podcast people
gang,
will have
cult,
to come up with
group podcast
anyway. So I am going to start with Yasmin. Okay. Your dare, if you don't answer this question, is to text your ex.
Which one?
That you know the one that I'm talking about. The one from, that person.
Oh, I just got nauseous.
To text them saying, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
Just to text your ex, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
And then the second text is going to be, it's bad. Okay. That's all.
Okay, Josie, what's the fucking question?
And you cannot explain that was for the podcast until tomorrow. So until 24 hours from sending it, you cannot explain that the reason why you said it. Okay.
Okay. What's the question?
What is something you never want your parents to find out that you did in your childhood home?
Oh God. Oh my God.
Go on.
This is very true. When I was a senior in high school, I had my boyfriend over. And I was supposed to watch my brother and sister. I was supposed to babysit.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure, yeah, they were home. And they were younger. And I put on a show for them. And I said, just watch this. And I went and had very loud sex.
Jesus Christ.
In my bathroom and in my room. In places of my house while my siblings were watching a movie downstairs. My parents never knew. Oh my God.
Wow. That was beautiful.
You're welcome, you guys. You should be giving us 5 fucking stars on this podcast. I'm selling my secrets for you.
I can't. Go Yazzie Boo. That's insane.
That was wild. Did they not wonder where you were?
No, they know. They said to me a couple of years ago, they're like, remember that time?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I swear to God. They're like, remember that time where like my brother and sister, Ron and Katarina, they were like, remember that time that you were like upstairs and you like put on like a really long movie for us to watch? Like, we heard you. And now we know what like sex sounds like. And I was like,
okay. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. I'm being vulnerable with you. So.
I love that. Okay
you're now. Fucking. So now that's how much I would rather not text this person. I have something bad to tell you. That is how much I don't want to text that person.
We love. Okay, now Yasmin, you have to ask Alicia a question and come over there.
Okay. All right. Truth or dare? Dare. If you don't answer this question, you have to post on Instagram all of the drafts you have saved on your phone on Instagram, all of them in consecutive order, all in a span of 2 hours, and keep it up for 72 hours.
Okay, so you want people to think I'm having a mental breakdown.
Correct.
Got it.
All of the drafts you have, which she has a lot. She has so many in the archives that she's ready
How
to
many
post.
Drafts do you have? Pull out.
Pull it out.
Let me expose myself. Honestly, I don't even know.
She has so many that she's just waiting to drop. Like, she hasn't even posted, like, our billboard photo yet.
I've told you I like to marinate them like chicken. Okay?
Okay.
Ew.
How dare you?
She's a vegetarian, remember?
1, 2, 3. Oh. Get a cookie. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 drafts.
Okay, so you need to post those 11 drafts within the next hour.
All of them and keep them up for 72 hours.
All right, Yasmin, ask the question.
Do you think you actually mean how strong you are? Do you think you actually put up a front? And are you hurting on the inside every time you say you don't care? I'm asking, are you putting up a fucking front that like you think you're stronger than you actually are because you're afraid to show weakness? Do you think that?
You're not going to like my answer. No. Like, I think, okay, what do I give you? I think I hurt more than people see and then that I allow people to see. And I think I have a lot of defense mechanisms. I think that I have a lot of walls up that are probably thicker than they really should be, which I don't always love talking about. But no, I think some things that genuinely don't give a fuck about. But maybe I've, I don't know. Who knows? Do we know anything? Maybe I've socially conditioned myself to believe that that's how I have to be. Because I think I just refuse to ever get invested from the start. So then when things don't go the way that they should have or whatever it may be, I was never invested like in the first place. Like it takes a lot.
And that's a defense mechanism.
Sure. But I don't think I hurt as much as you think that I hurt.
I disagree. But
that's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Josie. Okay. So now the two of you have
no,
to.
No, Josie, you have to fucking go too, queen.
I know. You don't I know. Get I'm saying
to,
the two.
That's what she's
the
saying
two,
that yeah. We have to ask her question.
Oh. Okay. Dare first. Dare. You. Dare you allow me to take your social media?
Oh my God.
For a week.
A week? That's a big ass.
A week?
A week with unlimited posts. Okay, no.
Let's
through the
it.
Weekend. Through the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Through the weekend.
I like that. 2 days.
Through the weekend, Sunday night, midnight. Let's give it Scotland time, okay? And unlimited posting, unlimited storying, unfucking hinged. I'm ready to DM people. Like, I can go through it.
Okay.
With Alicia there too for monitory.
I would make sure she doesn't ruin your career for sure.
I would okay, never do okay. that.
Okay. So what's the question?
Oh, that's Caroline actually proposed the question. Who do you love more? That's such a rude ass question, Caroline.
That's actually rude.
That's a rude. But go ahead. You propose this
idea. I feel
idea.
Like she loves us differently. And
absolutely. She doesn't love one more than the other, but she loves us for different reasons.
No. So I don't want to.
Wait. What's your least favorite thing about each of us? I like that one.
Holy fucking shit.
What's your least favorite thing?
Oh my God,
well,
sorry. I literally just got so attracted to myself for a second. I was lost in my Zoom screen. The way that I was like I was like choking myself out. Mm. But anyway.
Your least favorite thing about me? Least favorite thing about Yaz?
Like it grinds your gear. I don't have anything that I don't.
Bullshit.
I like everything about you guys.
Yo, that's so like you
bullshit.
Know you know you're lying. That's the thing. You know you're lying.
Bullshit.
What's your least favorite thing about
like
us?
The thing that gets you like, ugh, this is hard.
I'm just gonna literally take the dare. So Yasmeen, I'm trusting you. Do not ruin my career. From today until Saturday, I'm gonna delete the Instagram app. Or yeah, I'm gonna delete it. I'm gonna hand you my login credentials. And until my publicist literally calls me and tells me that. I'm being let go. You're going to have full control over my Instagram.
I'm having full control over her Instagram.
For 2 days?
Yeah. All right, you guys, you heard it here first that I am taking over Josie Tota's Instagram. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Good luck, Josie. Her publicist is going to be calling me very soon. Just put us in a group text. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Yes. Thank you for the questions, producers. You saw what we think is deep, what we think is raw, what we think is visceral, what we actually don't really give a shit about. Yeah, I honestly recommend this, doing this with your friends, playing a game to get to know each other. Are you needing a safe space to learn how you can get your mind right? Tune into Imani State of Mind, a weekly podcast hosted by psychiatrist and TV personality Dr. Imani Walker and co-host comedian Meg Scoop Thomas, two smart and successful women and mothers, sharing their personal and professional experiences to help normalize conversations about what? Mental health. This is not your average mental health show, by the way. Each week, they break down what's happening in news, pop culture, and their very own experiences managing mental health. Together, you will laugh, keep it real, and create a safe space where everyone can get the help with their issues. Nothing is off the table. Dr. Imani Walker and Meg Scoop Thomas discuss everything from relationships with yourself, your spouse, and your parents to the realities of postpartum depression and anxiety. Do not forget to take a deep breath, find your calm, and get into Imani's state of mind with new episodes dropping every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
The first vote-by-mail ballots are hitting people's mailboxes, and the earliest in-person voting starts this week. Do you know how you're voting? If your answer is, it's September, I haven't even thought about it, I don't even know what my Halloween costume is yet, well, this week is your week to get your shit together, okay? At least, well, the voting thing, okay?
Voter suppression efforts have ramped up following since the 2020 election, making it even more critical to ensure that every American has access to the ballot box. At Vote Save America, you can find the most up-to-date information on what you need to make sure your vote is counted in all 50 states and DC.
Use our Ballot Ready tool to request your ballot. Find out how you can return it or get a reminder for when in-person early voting locations become available in your state. To win in November, it's going to take every single one of us making our plan to vote, getting involved, and reminding everyone we know to do the same. Once you've made your plan to vote, visit votesaveamerica.com/everylastvote to find out what you can do next, including donating to the Every Last Vote Fund to directly support the work of community organizations, organizers, and volunteers in the states that are actively working to battle disenfranchisement in communities of color, including in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and more. To directly support the work of community organizations, organizers, and volunteers in states that are actively working to battle disenfranchisement in communities of color, including in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and more.
Well, guys, that was our show. I just want to say that I love you guys. And before we go, I think that as much as we love having a bit of lightness on our show, we also recognize that we're not the only people on this earth and that the state of the world is in dire need right now, and people are struggling. And that is an understatement. Alicia, I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about everything going on in Puerto Rico, and I know how it hits home personally to you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really grateful that this podcast allows us the space to talk about important things around the world. But specifically this week, Hurricane Fiona hit the Caribbean. And unfortunately, the entire island of Puerto Rico was without power. They lack resources and the news cycle is not talking about it. Specifically, personally, my family in Dominican Republic has gone without light. So all that goes to say, this week, take care of yourself, but also look outside of your own worldview and see how you can help and give to funds. I personally have posted a bunch. I'll continue posting and we'll put places to donate. And we personally on our Dare We Say page and Crooked Media will be posting places that you can donate as well. So please stay involved with us. And our prayer and our love goes out to the multiple countries in the Caribbean that have been affected by Hurricane Fiona.
I think it's very easy to get caught up on like, oh, Adam Levine cheating on his wife. That's great and all, but a woman was brutally murdered in Iran.
Yeah.
At 22 years old.
For wearing her hair out.
For having her wear down. And it's there's a huge revolution going on in Iran. You have a catastrophic event that's happening in the Caribbean. Yeah. People are dying. And I think in America, the media wants us to consume all this rhetoric that doesn't actually matter when people are actually dying.
Yeah. Thousands of women in Iran are cutting their hair and taking off their hijabs in protest of this brutal, disgusting murder. And her death will not go without being spoken about, and her life will be revered and respected. In Pakistan, they're also facing repercussions of the climate crisis because they are experiencing floods.
And we have it in our country, too, in Mississippi, the water crisis. You know,
people don't have clean water, and it is one of the blackest cities in the entire country. And that is not being spoken about on purpose.
We know a lot of this can be overwhelming in news cycles when you're constantly seeing things that, even if they're not as talked about, they are things that are sad and are awful that are happening, and it can be overwhelming for anyone to just like have this information overload. But I think all that we ask of you guys and of ourselves is just to like give a little bit more of a spotlight to things that aren't being showcased. And it doesn't mean you have to be like get a bachelor's degree in everything happening in the world, but like even if it's just one small thing of educating yourself or educating someone else, because like Alicia and Yasmin both said, like so much of what we consume nowadays is not what's really important, and also so much of what is reported in the news that is important is usually centered around cis white hetero people, and the people that happen to be forgotten are the people of color, are the people in the Middle East, are the people in Puerto Rico. So educate yourselves, give yourselves breathers and breaks, and give support to the people that are the victims and the survivors of these atrocities. And We love you all. Thank you guys for tuning in yet again for especially this special episode. Let us know how you enjoyed this. And if you want this again or something else or something different, as we always say, please subscribe, rate, and review us. You know, review my intelligence. Rate my intelligence today.
Let's have a thing where we rate Josie's intelligence and rate, and make sure to stay tuned on me taking over her Instagram. Make sure to like, subscribe, love us, and we wish you all the best. Dare to be bold. Dare to be brave. We love you.
Bold and beautiful. Amen. Goodbye.
Dare We Say is a Crooked Media production.
Caroline Reston is our showrunner, producer, and mommy. And Ari Schwartz is our producer and show daddy. Fiona Pastana is our associate producer, and Sandy Girard is the almighty executive producer.
It's hosted and produced by me, Josie Toda.
And me, Yasmin Hamadi.
And me, Alicia Pascual Peña.
Vasilis Fotopoulos and Charlotte Landis, they are both our engineers. Brian Vasquez is our editor and theme music composer. Our video producers are Matt DeGroot, Nar Melkonian, and Dylan Villanueva, and Mia Kelman.
Lastly, thank you to Jordan Silver, Gabriella Leverett, Jesse McLean, Caroline Haywood, Shayna Hortzman, Daisy Cruz, Danielle Jensen, and Awa Okalati for marketing the show and making us look so damn good.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.